Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Jessica Luman. She is the Deputy Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. Welcome to the program, Jessica.
Thank you very much.
So I got a news release from your office the other day talking about apprenticeship programs and the fact that these provide career pathways for young people in Minnesota to, you know, take a different path than maybe going through a four-year college or a two-year college or as a subsequent thing to that. Tell me about this.
Absolutely. Well, apprenticeship in Minnesota has a very long history, actually. We have about 12,000 registered apprentices who are completing career training and occupational development through competency development in about 200 different registered apprenticeship programs throughout the state. 90% of our apprentices currently work in the construction trades. Most construction apprenticeship programs take about 4 years. And those include everything from becoming an electrician, becoming a construction craft laborer, bricklayer, operating engineer. All of those crafts and trades in Minnesota have really strong registered apprenticeship programs that help people basically start from their entry level. They start as new apprentices, and then they both work on the job and take several hundred hours of related classroom instruction. And so over 2 to 5 to 7 years, they become what we call journey workers or master workers in their craft or trade. And all that time, they're working, so they're earning a living at the same time.
I think that's the key to all this, the sort of the magic dust, you know, the fairy dust that makes that work. Because, you know, it's really hard for a lot of young people to justify the expense of higher education, particularly if they're just not able to really earn enough money while they're going to school.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we see is actually taking this very respected and traditional training model and expanding it into other industries. Because we have an economy that is really, really strong, thank goodness, and we have businesses who are looking to hire, and we've heard this sort of concept of sort of the skills gap of that people don't have the skills that they need when they come to the door. And so through a couple of projects that we're working on, in addition to the registered apprenticeship programs, we also have what's called the Pipeline Project in Minnesota. And that's a employer engagement program where we're helping employers or providing consulting services to employers to help them set up employment-based training programs in industries that don't traditionally have apprenticeships. So we're working with the manufacturing industry, the IT industry, healthcare, as well as in agriculture, to help do this employment-based training program and model that is the apprenticeship model, so that they can hire workers and give them the skills that they need and the training that they need. And that, again, helps workers get money, helps workers earn a living and provide for themselves and their families sooner, but also gets employers the trained and skilled workforce that they need.
Jessica Luman is the Deputy Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. She's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. And thanks so much for your time and your expertise, Jessica.
Oh, thank you so much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.